Hello and welcome to Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters and today we'll examine a number of stories and issues in the news. We'll begin and discuss the collapse of an attempt by Americans-elect to open up this year's presidential race with an online selection of candidates. Joining us is the former mayor of Salt Lake City, Rocky Anderson, a presidential candidate on the Justice Party ticket who is fighting for ballot access against the Republican stranglehold on America's democracy that makes a mockery of our ideology of free market choice. Then we'll look into a new study released today by Global Zero, an international nonpartisan group of 300 world leaders dedicated to eliminating nuclear weapons. Bruce Blair, who directed the study, joins us to discuss the findings of a panel led by General Cartwright, the former vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs and the former commander of U.S. nuclear forces, who is now calling for deep cuts in the U.S. nuclear arsenal. Then, as evidence of recklessness on Wall Street mounts, we'll examine efforts on the part of the Republicans on the agriculture committees, who have oversight over derivatives trading, to water down regulations even further. Bartlett Naylor, the former chief of investigations for the U.S. Senate Banking Committee, joins us to discuss how Wall Street lobbyists write the legislation on these complex and esoteric financial instruments to allow unregulated overseas activities that often end up with the taxpayer holding the bag. Joining us now is Rocky Anderson, who was the mayor of Salt Lake City from 2000 to 2008. During his time in office, he became known as a progressive voice in Utah politics, and he became internationally renowned for his Salt Lake City Green Program, which drastically reduced the carbon footprint of the city's municipal operations. He serves as president of the Utah-based nonprofit organization High Road for Human Rights. And Mayor Rocky Anderson is running for president on the newly formed Justice Party ticket. He is running a citizen finance campaign that rejects special interest and corporate funding. Welcome to Background Briefing, Rocky Anderson.
Thanks very much.
So I understand you've had some trouble getting on ballots here for your presidential run, and Americans-elect have already gotten on 29 ballots, including California. This is an attempt to elect a president via the internet. But now we learn from a front-page story in today's Los Angeles Times that Americans-elect's whole operation is faltering. You and Governor Buddy Romo were leading candidates. Where does that leave you? Can you use their ballot access since you've had so much trouble getting on ballots?
No, we can't use theirs. They were pursuing a course that I think was certainly very unique and creative, and it could have opened up our democracy in quite extraordinary ways, but they set the criteria so high and in a discriminatory fashion, frankly, so that none of the people who were declared candidates with Americans Elect met those initial criteria to get to the first round of voting. Buddy Romer needed to get 1,000 supporters in each of 10 states, yet because I had not been mayor of one of the 100 most populous cities and hadn't served as a governor or senator or such, I actually was mayor of Salt Lake City for 8 years, and Salt Lake City is the 125th most populous state. So since I fell into a different category, they required that I have 5,000 supporters in each of 10 different states, which was basically saying there's no way that people in that category, we second-class candidates, as it were, had any prayer, really, of making it into the first round of balloting. But now neither is Buddy Romer or anybody else. So I don't know what they're going to do. I've received a lot of emails saying that there's a consideration of changing the rules at this late date. I just think that they made a lot of mistakes, didn't put in place new rules when they should have realized that nobody was going to be making that initial threshold. My campaign has been really focusing primarily on getting our own ballot access. And Ian, I can tell you, after getting into this and working it the way that we have, and it's the first time I've ever really focused on this, I can say to the American people, we have an incredibly anti-democratic system. Not just undemocratic, it's anti-democratic, where the Republican and Democratic parties have in so many different states made it virtually impossible for those who have a different point of view, who want to offer a different voice, different solutions, where they have almost no chance at all of getting on the ballot in those states. I mean, Americans Elect has spent $15 million on ballot access so far and is nowhere close to getting on all of the states' ballots. So we're still struggling. We're still at it. I just received the Progressive Party nomination in Oregon. I'm going to be on the ballot in Oregon. We're on the ballot in Utah and Mississippi. I have been seeking the nomination of the Peace and Freedom Party in California because they do have a ballot slot because they've been on in the past. We'll be working in probably 30 different states with great volunteers, with signature gathering campaigns. But in many of the states, we've just given up. Their threshold is way too high. It would cost virtually millions of dollars to get on the ballots in several of these different states.
Again, I'm speaking with former Salt Lake City Mayor Rocky Anderson, who is running for president on the newly formed Justice Party ticket. He's running a citizen finance campaign that rejects special interest and corporate funding. And we're talking about the apparent collapse of Americans Elect, which is a new idea of nominating a president via the internet. And as you mentioned, Rocky, they've spent about $15 million on ballot access. The last time anybody was able to do that, I guess, similarly, was Ross Perot. So clearly, when you say the system's rigged, it sounds like you have to be a billionaire to run for president in the United States. And Peter Ackerman, who's the funder behind Americans Elect, of course, was a partner with Drexel Burnham Lambert here. The infamous Michael Milken was able, obviously, to make considerable amounts of money and avoid jail, for that matter. In terms of what they've done so far, if you're trying to get on other ballots, like in California, on the Peace and Freedom ballot, could Americans Elect open their already existing 29 state ballots up to people like you? I mean, why go to all this work and have it amount to nothing?
Well, I think what they're contemplating is coming up with some way of allowing the nomination of someone so that they can take advantage of their ballot access. But to do that, they would have to change their rules now at the end of the game in very dramatic ways. I asked a representative of Americans Elect weeks ago, I think it was, in fact, probably before the panel discussion, which I participated with you and Buddy Romer and the representatives of representative of Americans Elect, and I was told no, that they were likely just to keep the rules as they were and see how it all panned out. But I think it's really unfortunate that we have to go to these lengths to get people on ballots, to provide a choice for American voters. How shameful is it that our choices are limited basically to the Republican and Democratic parties, both of whom who have brought us to this disastrous point in our nation's history, both of whom have been warmongering parties who have caved to the military-industrial complex, who have been pursuing illegal wars of aggression, who have engaged in the horrendous human rights abuses, who have handed Wall Street bankers just about everything they could possibly want, and now in the face of massive fraud on Wall Street, turn a blind eye to it and say, as they said about war crimes and about illegal surveillance of American citizens' communications, that let's just look forward and not backwards, that we're not going to hold them criminally accountable. This is what we get with Republican and Democratic parties, and the American people are not hearing the truth. They're not hearing alternative, serious voices about what we need to do to take things in a very different direction. Now, the Washington Post just wrote a very condescending piece. It was Dana Milbank, in typical mainstream media fashion, pandering to the establishment, saying, oh, they didn't get any of these kinds of candidates. Well, you know, the only candidates that seem to be okay to the mainstream media are those who have been like lapdogs to Wall Street, who have lined up blindly in support of wars of aggression, the kind of disaster that happened in Iraq and now in Afghanistan. They've got it nailed. It's just amazing that now, not only in terms of ballot access, but mainstream media treatment, and of course then, look at what's happened to the presidential debates with both the Republican Democratic parties forming together the Presidential Debate Commission, and that is a solely owned entity of the Republican Democratic parties. They're the ones that created it, sure. Hijacked away from the League of Women Voters, the presidential debates, and they don't allow anybody else on the stage with them. And then they dictate when they're going to be held, what the format's going to be, who the moderators are going to be. It's been an unbelievable debasement of our democracy at every stage. And if people wonder why we're in a new gilded age with the greatest disparity of income and wealth since the 1920s, if they're wondering why we've driven up the national debt the way we have, and yet military spending cuts are off the table, why we keep doing the bidding of the large, wealthy corporations to the detriment of the American public, we can see it's all come about because of this degradation of our democracy and the fact that the American people, who are getting shafted day in and day out by both those who reside in the White House and who serve in Congress, both Democrats and Republicans, it's because we're denied these kinds of choices and the American people aren't standing up and demanding a return of their democracy in the face of this absolute plutocracy, rule of the wealthy, that we now have in the United States.
Well, Mayor Rocky Anderson, again, running for President of the United States on the newly formed Justice Party ticket. He's running a citizen finance campaign that rejects special interest and corporate funding. You mentioned the forum that I hosted you and Buddy Romer and the representative of Americans-elect recently at the UCLA Hammer Forum. And I must say that both you and Buddy Romer were really powerful speakers. And I can see why they don't want you guys on the debate stage, because you would have wiped the floor with these other guys that they put up.
Well, thank you. And I think it's true. I would relish the opportunity to be on the stage before the people in this nation with Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. As our republic is being undermined, as the rule of law is being ignored, as our constitutional rights are being decimated, as the very, very wealthy still are raking it in and everybody else is having such a difficult time, we, the American people, deserve to hear these alternative voices. We deserve to be told the truth finally, and for there to be an enriched democracy where we can make these choices rather than being stuck with this duopoly of the Republican and Democratic parties, both of whom are feeding from the same trough of special interest money.
What is depressing about the idea that Americans elect are kind of collapsing after all that money was spent, they've gone on 29 state ballots, and the idea that they set rules that kind of clogged up the system. And my understanding is that in the internet age, and after all, the whole idea is to elect a president over the, or nominate a president over the internet, they set up a system that wasn't particularly internet friendly. And it was very hard to log on and cast your nomination. And the rules, as you mentioned, were kind of onerous and arbitrary. It's a tragedy that they could have screwed it up so badly. One, in cumbersome rules, and two, for an internet operation, not to have got some smart tech people to set up a system that was both secure and user-friendly. I mean, haven't they heard of Silicon Valley?
I'm not all that technically savvy, but I can tell you it took me far too long to be able to cast my vote of support on the system. And others have told me that they tried repeatedly and even made phone calls to Americans Elect and were not able to get on. So there were people who were disenfranchised because of some aspect of the technology, apparently. And it all did take too long. I think they expected that people were going to go far out of their way to be able to participate. And at the same time, and it was noted by everybody during that panel discussion we had, the funding for this operation is pretty suspect. It looks like it mostly came from hedge fund people. And there was very little, if any, transparency about the sources of the funding. And so on the one hand, they want to say, we're trying to give the American people a choice and open up our democracy. And on the other hand, it looks like it was all corporate or hedge fund money primarily, and they weren't disclosing those sources. So I don't think you can have it both ways. And actually, I took a lot of heat from a lot of people. Still am taking heat from people for declaring my candidacy on Americans Elect. But I must say, I declared my candidacy primarily to get the word out about our campaign, because we are not letting up in terms of our ballot access efforts and building up the Justice Party and taking every opportunity we can to get on the ballots, regardless of what happens with Americans Elect.
And of course, Rocky, you're doing it the grassroots way. It means you don't have the kind of money that Ross Perot had to put himself on the ballot, then Peter Ackerman and his billionaire buddies have had with Americans Elect, which, you know, they've managed to blow in spite of all the money.
Well, that's exactly right. But I can tell you it's very, very difficult to do this with simply volunteers. You need people who are accountable. I think there are a lot of candidates, and I know Americans Elect paid people to go out and get signatures. I would like to think that people around this country are concerned enough about the state of our nation that they would get out in droves and help get signatures and help do whatever's possible to get alternatives on the ballot. You know, we went over to Eastern Europe, the United States, in 1990. And I think it led to the Helsinki Accords. And we spelled out what it took for there to be a real democracy. Here we're lecturing these East European countries. And one of the things, and it's in writing, that's so absolutely necessary, and I quote, respect the right of individuals and groups to establish in full freedom their own political parties or other political organizations, and provide such political parties and organizations with the necessary legal guarantees to enable them to compete with each other on a basis of equal treatment before the law and by the authorities. Now, that sounds like democracy to me.
Right.
And yet we betray that interest throughout this country in making it so virtually impossible for everybody except the very wealthy to be able to get on the ballot. I mean, why do we even need to jump through these hoops like these folks did with Americans Elect? $25 million?
So I have to leave it now, Rocky Anderson, but it is truly, I think, a national disgrace, and I think people should recognize how broken their democracy is. And of course, we pride ourselves as a free market country based upon choice and marketplace choices and all of that stuff that you keep hearing largely from these Republican candidates. And yet we don't have choices when it comes to the most fundamental thing of all, which is who's on the ballot and, you know, a broad menu to select from.
Well, that's right. And I just think the message has got to be that it's up to we the people. You know, we have to show the kind of will and tenacity that it requires for us to take our government back. And I know that sounds like a slogan, but it's the absolute truth. The moneyed interests have controlled it. They've got the two parties in their hip pockets. We, the American people, have got to insist and organize in every way possible for change.
Well, I thank you so much for joining us here today, Rocky Anderson.
Thank you, Ian. It's a real pleasure.
Again, I've been speaking with Rocky Anderson, who's the mayor of Salt Lake City from 2000 to 2008. And during his time in office, he became known as a progressive voice in Utah politics and internationally renowned for his Salt Lake City Green program, which drastically reduced the carbon footprint of the city's municipal operations. He serves as president of the Utah-based nonprofit organization High Road for Human Rights. And Mayor Rocky Anderson is running for president on the newly formed Justice Party ticket. And he's running a citizen finance campaign that rejects special interest and corporate funding. We're going to take a brief station break and back talking about a new report that urges the United States to drastically reduce its nuclear stockpile.